This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so our sources for this deep dive, they're throwing down a bit of a challenge, really, for anyone in B2B listening.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that maybe, just maybe, up to half of your best-ranking content pages could actually be pushing customers away right now.
Yeah, it's a stark thought, isn't it? What absolutely worked, maybe even just back in 2022. Well, today it might just be losing you that prospect before sales even knows they exist.
Exactly. So we're going deep today into something called evolving search intent. ESI for short. It's really about moving past just basic SEO and trying to grasp how user behavior is shifting. Constantly.
And that shifting part is, well, everything. Our mission here really is to get practical. How do B2B service companies, the ones looking for, you know, predictable scaling, how do they adapt their content? Because that old way, relying purely on referrals or content that thinks buyers move in a straight line, it's pretty much broken. ESI is kind of the new map.
Okay, let's break that down. We all kind of know the classic search intent categories, right? Informational, commercial, transactional. You know, are you trying to learn something, compare options, or are you ready to buy? That was the basic idea.
And look, those categories aren't gone. They still matter. But ESI, it's about how those intentions are, well, dynamic now. They change all the time.
Yeah.
Not just because of big industry trends, but I mean, think about the tech shifts. Voice search, AI, large language models.
Wait, pause on that AI and voice bit.
Yeah.
How does that change the actual intent? Is someone asking Google Assistant, you know, best cloud migration firm, is their intent really different from typing that same thing into a search bar?
Oh, absolutely. Massively different sometimes, because often the user expects the AI, the algorithm, whatever, to just give them the synthesized answer. They're, you know, less likely to click through 10 different links like they used to.
Okay. So it raises the bar for content.
Yeah, totally. If an AI gives a decent answer right there, that user might completely skip your lovely top of funnel blog post. So your content has to become the definitive high trust source, the one they do click when they need depth, not just, you know, another quick list.
That's a really key shift. The old model assumed users had to actively hunt. Now, info gets delivered to them. Changes the game.
And the perfect example, the one our sources flag, is that search query, best CRM software. You know, a few years back, we'd see that and think,
item of the funnel, right? Transactional, ready to buy.
Exactly. BOFU signal. But today, so often, that search means they're just starting out. They might be comparing features, maybe looking for guides on how to implement checklists for vendors.
Mm.
They are miles away from wanting a sales call.
Oof, yeah.
So if your main page for that keyword is just a big request a demo button, you're not helping them, you're actually annoying them. It shows a complete disconnect, your content versus their actual current intent.
So ESI really tackles that fundamental mismatch. We're pouring resources into content that aims at where users used to be, not where they are right now.
So thinking about that mismatch, what's the real impact for B2B leaders who are focused on growth, on scaling? The imperative is, well, it's pretty straightforward. If you want to scale your business, get away from just hoping for referrals. You have to adapt. If you ignore this evolving intent, you're just, frankly, leaking marketing budget. Constantly.
It really sounds like it comes down to efficiency then.
Yeah.
Our analysis pulled out four big advantages for focusing on ESI. First one, higher quality traffic. How does matching intent more precisely actually, like, change the spending equation?
It stops a waste. Simple as that. If someone's looking for a basic what is guide, right, and they land on your super detailed product page.
Yeah.
They're gone. Bounce. You paid for that click, maybe through ads or SEO effort, and got zero value.
Yeah.
But when you align with current ESI, the traffic you get is much more likely to be genuinely interested. They'll stick around, read your stuff, maybe move to the next logical step in their journey. They become actual qualified leads. So your conversion rates, not just bounce rates, they start to improve.
Okay, and that leads straight into the second advantage you mentioned, improved lead qualification. If we're carefully mapping content to these different shifting intent stages, from just curious to really comparing options, we naturally attract better fit prospects.
Precisely. You're letting the content do some of the qualifying work before it ever hits sales. Think about it. If a prospect reads your comparison guides, your case studies, the stuff mapped to that middle of funnel evaluation stage. By the time they do reach out to sales, they're practically pre-qualified. They already get what problem you solve and broadly how.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And then the third point follows naturally. Smarter SEO investments. It seems almost obvious, but focusing on keywords that reflect today's user behavior stops you wasting time and money optimizing for, well, for ghosts, right?
Outdated signals. Yeah, it's about resource discipline, isn't it? It forces you to be smarter. You move away from just chasing high volume, maybe slightly vague old keywords, and towards more specific, often longer tail keywords that show real current commercial or informational intent, much more targeted.
And the payoff, the fourth benefit, is better ROI tracking. If the content truly aligns with intent at each stage,
right,
your conversion metrics suddenly become much clearer, easier to attribute. You can actually see which content moves someone along their journey. Makes budgeting feel less like guesswork.
Yes. Essentially, understanding and acting on ESI gives you way more confidence in every single dollar you put into content. It starts transforming content from this kind of hopeful, speculative thing into a predictable, scalable engine for growth.
Okay, so we've established the why. It's clearly a competitive need, not just a nice to have. Let's jump into the how. Our sources outlined five pretty concrete steps B2B leaders should probably be mandating. Like, now.
Right. And step one, it's not just about pulling a report, though that's part of it. It's about leadership saying, we will not tolerate intent mismatch anymore. The step itself is reassess keyword intent regularly. And yeah, this means using the standard tools. Google Search Console is invaluable, Ahrefs, SEMrush, whichever you prefer, to analyze what keywords are actually bringing people to your site today, not last year, today.
And the goal is spotting that clash, right?
Yeah.
Like someone lands on your main service page, the one pushing for a demo, but the keyword they used was clearly informational. Something like, how do I evaluate enterprise software vendors? That's a huge red flag.
Massive red flag. Tells you instantly that page structure or focus is wrong for that user. Needs fixing. And that need for fixing leads straight into step two, build content funnels based on intent. This isn't just a nice diagram. It has to be a real structure. Every single piece of content needs a job, a specific role tied to intent.
Let's map that out again, but through this ESI lens,
yeah.
Because the roles are kind of evolving too.
Yeah.
So top of funnel, TOFU, still informational, the what is stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like you said, it needs to be really authoritative, super specific.
Yeah.
Maybe definitive checklists, industry maps, things that can stand up against an AI summary.
Exactly. Then you hit the middle of funnel, MOFU. That's the commercial intent, the evaluation stage. This is honestly critical for B2B services. This is where you put your detailed case studies, those ROI-focused comparison guides, maybe webinar recaps showing deep expertise. You're building trust here, convincing them you're the right choice to explore further.
Makes sense. And then finally, bottom of funnel, BOFU, for the transactional intent,
yeah,
where the conversion actually happens. So testimonials, ROI calculators, demo pages, service pages that are really laser focused on outcomes. This whole layered structure means you're ready for users wherever they happen to be in their mindset, right?
That's the goal. Precisely tailored content for that moment. Which brings us to step three, and this is a big one for established companies. Update existing pages with intent in mind. You probably have pages that were absolute rock stars back in, say, 2021, getting tons of traffic.
The old reliable ones.
Right. But if user intent for those topics has shifted since then, that page, even if the facts are still okay, might be completely missing the mark now. It could even be hurting you.
But is it really better to update old stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, compared to just creating new content, targeting the fresh intent, that's a question leaders always ask.
It's a fair question. And often, yes, updating is better because those old pages usually have built-up authority, backlinks, you know. But the audit, the check needs to go way beyond just, is this info outdated?
What else should you ask then?
You have to ask, does the page structure itself meet what users need today? Do they need quick, scannable answers now? Is it still just a huge wall of text from 2020? Getting summaries, maybe FAQs to align with current ESI can boost rankings and conversions faster than starting over.
That structure point flows nicely into step four.
Yeah.
Leverage FAQs and schema markup. Our research definitely highlighted that Google's increasingly rewarding content that gives direct, specific answers.
It is. And for the B2B leader, this is about speaking Google's language more effectively. It's tactical, yes, but crucial. Adding tailored FAQs using the exact kinds of conversational questions people are asking now, which you can find through research.
Yeah.
That's vital. And then using schema markup, which is basically code that tells search engines, this bit is a question, this is the answer, this is a review. That seriously ups your chances.
For what? Getting those featured snippets.
Exactly. Featured snippets, those people also asked boxes, those super visible spots right on the results page. It's a direct response to how search results are changing, becoming answer engines, not just link lists.
So you're fighting for visibility even if the user doesn't click through past the first page, essentially.
You got it. And that brings us to the last step, step five, which is maybe more of a mindset shift. Track, test, and adjust. This whole ESI thing, it's not a project you finish. Intent will keep changing. Market shifts, algorithm updates, it never stops.
So you need regular check-ins, like proper reporting, maybe monthly, quarterly. Mm. And not just looking at rankings, but actually monitoring how user search behavior is changing and how those changes affect how people move through your funnel. What worked great in Q1 might genuinely need a total rethink by Q3.
Absolutely. The only constant here is change. It means managing content strategy not as a task with an end date, but as a continuous loop. Observe, analyze, adjust, repeat.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway here? Evolving search intent, ESI. It's clearly way more than just some technical SEO jargon. It feels like a strategic must-do for CEOs, for B2B leaders who want better leads, less wasted ad spend, and, you know, that predictable growth everyone's after.
I think that's right. If you ignore how dynamic this is, you're basically accepting that your content, your message, is going to miss your ideal customer a lot of the time. If you connect it up, ESI forces you to accept that the user is driving their own research now. Completely. We used to think we could push them through a funnel. Now, our content has to be good enough, relevant enough to meet them exactly where they choose to be when they choose to be there.
Yeah, there was a phrase in the source material that really stuck with me. It described ESI as a window into your customer's mindset.
Mm.
And if your whole goal with content is, as they put it, to win every single time,
yeah,
then your strategy, your content, everything has to reflect what you see through that window today. Right now, not what you saw 6 months ago. Otherwise, you're just funding content based on old assumptions, not current customer value.
Which leaves a pretty critical question for you, the listener, to think about, doesn't it? If trust is becoming the real currency of intent in this new landscape, how fast can your organization truly shift? Shift from just being present in search results to actually becoming the definitive, trusted source people seek out?
That's definitely something to chew on, a deep dive that probably needs immediate action for many. Thanks for digging into evolving search intent with us today. Seriously, go take a look at those 2021 star pages.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.